Chapter 7, Devotional 9, A Cause for Celebration. A Prodigal Son Comes Home. In Luke chapter 15, verses 22 through 24, we read, "But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And so they began to celebrate." My life is the story of the prodigal son after almost four decades. When I finally came to my senses and returned to my father's house, God showed me just how loving he is. There were no long lectures, heated accusations, or tirades filled with "I told you so." There were no guilt trips or tests to pass to see if I could be trusted and allowed back into his grace. Instead, like the prodigal son, I was embraced in loving arms, kissed, showered with gifts, and invited to live as a loved, cherished, favored, and blessed son of the Most High God. Like the prodigal son, I was dead in the world but now have life. I spent years wandering around in circles, hurting, angry, afraid, and lost. I knew the pains of lack and insufficiency, but now I am filled with abundant life. Each day I grow in my understanding of who I am and whose I am. God has assigned angels to attend me, minister to, and care for me. Every day I celebrate that my old life is over and that I now reside in the safety of my Father's house. Are you living a life of pain, lack, and insufficiency? Is your soul worn and ragged? When was the last time you left and felt joy and happiness? Are you hungry for peace, wholeness, and the abundant life that Jesus promised to those who believe in him? If, like I once did, you have run away from God, from his presence, his love, and his ways, I encourage you to come home. He is waiting with open arms and longs to see you and talk to you. In his house there is peace, abundance, and joy. All the saints are there, and a huge party awaits you. Best of all, you are the guest of honor. Lord, thank you for keeping my room in your house and for inviting me home with open and loving arms. I commit today to never leave your house again as long as I live. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.